You're doing those flights now over the crop circles for how many years?
Well, I've been flying here for 6 years, but in fact the crop circles have been appearing for a lot longer than that. And I flew for quite a few years at my previous airfield, and noticed the crop circles in the fields. Now we've got the new building up at Yatesbury. It's just a better place to fly from, and it's very convenient. They seem to be all within a few kilometers of where we are,
Yeah.
so this must be a very important place, I think, for crop circles.
Yeah, it's interesting that also it appears in this area where all those white horses are and like this monument up there, which this tower.
Yeah, the monolith. Yeah, this is a fascinating area, actually. It's probably one of the most interesting areas in the whole of the United Kingdom for ancient and modern history. There's evidence here of civilizations which are thousands of years old, and also relatively recent inhabitation by the Romans. So it is a really interesting place to fly over. You see something every day that. Something new, that appears in the ground. Depends on the state of the crops, the light, the time of the day, and sometimes even I see some quite large features in the ground that I've never seen before. Yesterday, for instance, I spotted something I'd never seen before, which is a strange shaped hole in the ground near Golden Ball Hill, which could only be man-made, and it was quite unusual.
And the crop circles, how many are there right now to be
To be seen. I think about 17, 18 maybe. Yeah, there's the well, certainly in the short flights that I do, we see at least 12 or 13 of them. Some are more difficult to get to than others because they are in controlled airspace and you need special permission to go into that airspace. But generally speaking, the majority of them are south of Avebury and are easy to reach.
So some of them appear in airspace which is locked by a military, or where you can't even get into without permission. So if someone would do it on the ground, if some hoaxers would be out there to do them, it wouldn't be easy to get into that area. Is that what you?
You'd need permission from the air traffic controller, who is responsible for the airspace above that area.
Okay.
Whereas a lot of the areas to the south of Avebury are in open airspace, or they're above the crop circles. The air above the crop circles is open airspace, and there are not really any restrictions there.
And have you been spotting new crop circles that haven't been seen before? For example, this year, were you the first one to see them?
I'm usually the first one to see the crop circles in this area simply because I fly so much. And I'm always keeping a good lookout anyway, on the ground and in the air. Yeah, if something new appears, I usually see it.
So you work together with the Crop Circle Cafe and Charles Mallet and the people who do that investigation here?
Well, they keep in touch with me, and I let them know if there's anything new, at the same time as doing my normal lessons and air experience flights, yeah.
So it's also a flight school. This place here is also you can learn how to fly microlight planes.
Absolutely, that's my main function here, is to teach people to fly them. The fact that a few months of the year crop circles appear, and I'm able to see them and take people on air experience flights to see them as well. That's sort of secondary, really.
And how many people are coming here to do flights just because of the crop circles?
Well, there's a steady number of people. I wouldn't say there's a tremendous amount, but there's a steady number of people each year, around about July and August time. People seem to come from all over the world. To see this strange phenomenon. It's quite interesting, and they all have a very different view on what it is and why they're here. Yeah, you meet some very interesting people, actually.
And have you been able to? I mean, there are some stories about pilots who flew over a field and then they came back maybe 15 minutes or half an hour later, and there was a formation there which couldn't have been done by anything man could do, or at least that is known, without maybe advanced technology. Have you ever experienced something like that?
That actually was me.
Oh.
What you were just mentioning. Yeah, about 2 or 3 years ago, I think it was, I flew with an American crop circle researcher, and we were on our way to the Salisbury Plain Danger Area, where I'd got permission to fly over one. And on the way out there, I always keep a good lookout for fields which are suitable if we run out of fuel or if the engine has a problem. So I'm always looking down as well as up. And on this trip, I know that on the way out, we passed by a field that didn't have a formation in it. We were no more than 15 minutes going into the danger area and coming back out again. In fact, I had to be very specific about what times I could enter and what times I could go out. So, and we were spot on the timing. So I know the exact time when we went in and the exact time when we went out. And on the way back, again, no more than 15 minutes from flying over this field originally, there was a formation in it. And the field was very difficult to access. There were no real roads. There was not really much of a farm track to go to it. No people. There were definitely no people there when we flew over it, unless they were hiding. I couldn't see any vehicles. And so that really got me thinking a little bit, to be honest, about what is going on. Yeah, it was a bit of a mystery, that one. 15 minutes, and crop circle appeared, and that was during the day. So I don't know what did that.
And how big was this formation?
Was about probably two tram lines across, so I don't know how big the tram lines would be, but it perhaps 50 feet, something like that. 15 meters, yeah, there it was. Quite interesting.
So, and you also you told me that you witnessed some aerial phenomena, but those you witnessed were clearly flares.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reports of lights around here. I mean, there's no one around here that would like to have a encounter with a UFO more than me, but and I keep a good lookout, but I've never seen one. But I have seen some lights in the sky which people might think are strange. But you've got to bear in mind that this whole area, just to the south of this whole area, is a military firing range. And they often send up parachute flares, which glow very, very brightly, sort of a bright golden yellow color. They send them up in sort of batches of four and five and six. But the one thing about them is they're always very, obviously being parachute flares, they slowly descend, and eventually they fade out and go away. So any lights that I've seen, particularly to the south, which correspond with the Salisbury Plain Danger Area, you'd have to conclude that they were parachute flares, really. Having said that, I have met people who have seen different types of lights which seem to have a motion which is not related to what I've just said. They go up and they go sideways, which is very hard for me to explain. And they're not always yellow either, they're different colours. So, and there have been reports of lights above crop circles, which, is pretty amazing, but I've never seen any.
Yeah, and also there have been reports about helicopters and military personnel chasing those lights. Have you ever heard of anyone referring to that?
No, I haven't. I tend to maintain a pretty good listening watch on the radio when I'm flying, and I haven't heard any reports from any military sources that they've been chasing these small balls of light, which seem to move in an erratic fashion and then disappear at enormous speed. That's what I've been told, but I have, as I say, I've never seen one, and I've not seen any military helicopters chasing them either.
Okay. So what is your personal take on the whole phenomenon? Who do you think is responsible for those circles, or are there more than one groups, and have you any idea on how they could be made?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that some of them are man-made. I don't think there's any doubt of that. Although I haven't seen anybody make one, but they tend to be made at night. There is a bit of a mystery about the crop circles which appear in a very short period of time. I've got no idea how long it would take a very experienced group of people to make one. But there's definitely at least two different types of crop circles around, simply because of the quality and the accuracy of the formation. Some of them are incredibly accurate, and beautifully made, and others are rather tatty. So I find it pretty hard to believe that if these things are made by a higher intelligence, that the higher intelligence finds it difficult to measure. So I would go along with the idea that the ones that are if they are made by another intelligence, I would go along with the idea that the more accurate ones are. But having said that, as I say, I've been flying around here for over 20 years, and I just simply have not seen a UFO. And I've looked, and I've really, really looked hard, because I would really like to have an encounter like that. But it's not happened yet.
But you also have never seen anyone making one of those designs.
No, I've never seen anybody make one. I know that there are people that can make them, because a couple of years ago, somebody came to the airfield and asked the farmer's permission. He came to see me and he said, "I'm going to make a crop circle in the field behind your runway." And I saw him make it, and he did it during the day. So I know that they can be made. But this was not a particularly accurate one. And what I find amazing is that they appear at night. So if it is a person making them, then he's a very, very good technician, I think.
Yeah. And what was your first crop circle you've ever encountered?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Probably the most interesting. The first one I ever saw was at the base of Silbury Hill. I took a photograph of it. It did appear in the local paper. And the most interesting thing about it was that it was very accurate. Four circles with one in the middle. Quite simple, but four small circles with one circle in the middle, as if it
Quintupla, I think.
as if it was the like a five dots on a dice. And at the time, I lived in Lockridge, and I had a cleaning lady called Pauline, and she told me that she didn't even know about the formation at Silbury Hill, but she told me the night before the formation appeared that she'd seen a UFO, and it had four red lights and a white one in the middle. And the white one was sort of pulsating, and it went straight past her house, and it was absolutely silent. And what she described was the same shape as the formation, and she didn't know the formation even existed at that point, neither did I. And it was only until I went flying the next day that I actually saw it. So, that was quite interesting.
Well, thank you.
There have been several articles in newspapers about people making crop circles. And I think even the Daily Mail commissioned a crop circle for people to make. But still, knowing all this, people still come here, and they still come, and they still stand in a crop circle, and they still get strange feelings inside crop circles.
Yeah. I know that from personal experience.
So they know that they know that they are dealing with something where there's a lot of hoaxing going on. But having said that, they still stand in the middle of a crop circle and something happens. And so I can't explain that, they can't explain it. There are people out there researching crop circles that tell me that there's some kind of molecular change of the crop, that there's some kind of magnetic field thing that happens, that samples of water buried in the ground around a crop circle change. Yeah, it's a really strange thing. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I mean, you could easily dismiss it, but if it's that easy to dismiss, why are people coming from all over the world? I mean, in my visitor's book, I've got people from almost every country in the world that come here and want to go flying over these circles, and they want to take an air experience flight, and part of the wonder of it is flying in the microlight, which is a fantastic feeling anyway.
It is, yeah.
But added to that is this amazing vista of Wiltshire which you get, and added to that are these strange patterns in the crops which no one seems to be able to explain or can have a rational explanation for, or even is prepared to accept that you know they're man-made. It's not rational. You know, the idea of standing in a crop circle and somehow feeling better about yourself doesn't seem rational to me, but I've actually seen evidence of that. You know, people come here to me and they've been in a crop circle and it seems to have an effect on them. You know, they seem very chilled out, very relaxed, and much more at peace. Yeah, it seems like a very strange vehicle to achieve a sort of a peaceful state of mind.
What was the most astounding crop circle you've ever seen from the air or from the ground?
Well, there are three that stand out in my mind as being really quite amazing. The first one was a sort of a magnetic field type formation which appeared at the end of the runway. It was only about half a mile away from the end of the runway, and I took off one morning, and I just remember flying over this thing for the first time, and it was absolutely pristine. Nobody had been in it, no one had seen it, and the night before it wasn't there because I'd been flying exactly over that point in our circuit pattern, and I know it wasn't there. And there it was, and I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe my eyes. It was just so accurate and so beautiful, and it looked like a sort of a geometric pattern that appeared in an art magazine a few years ago that I'd seen, and it almost jumped out at you. It was so three-dimensional. It was wonderful. So that was that one. And then, of course, there was the alien at near Chilbolton. That was another one that, again, when I saw that for the first time, I thought, phew, how on earth could a human being make that? To get a three-dimensional image in a crop that was that accurate and looked so haunting, well, all I can say is if a human being did it, congratulations, because you must be a very, very clever guy, whoever did it, yeah. Or woman. It was just astounding. It was a three-dimensional image of an alien with a disc, some kind of binary code on the disc next to it, and, well, it was just stunning, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, the code was the disc had a message which was decoded afterwards, I think, even.
Yeah, I don't know what the message was, but I mean, I know there are a lot of crop circle researchers out there that know. But yes, I believe that the disk was in binary and somebody decoded it, and yeah, quite remarkable. Yeah, that really was something. And of course the biggest crop circle that I've ever seen, not necessarily the most spectacular, but the biggest was the one that appeared on Milk Hill, on the top of Milk Hill. I think it was 2 years ago now,
Yeah, 2001, I think.
2001. And again, the same thing happened. I went flying in the morning, wonderful sunny morning, lovely peaceful morning. Got to about 2,000 feet, so the south of the airfield, and I could see it from miles away. I mean, it was clearly a huge formation, absolutely huge, and it was made up of just literally dozens and dozens, over 100, I believe, circles that made this huge cartwheel type formation. And yeah, it was enormous, absolutely enormous. Took up most of the field. The farmer must have been absolutely livid. But yeah, it was a huge formation. And I remember being interviewed that day on a radio program, where the interviewer asked me how I thought it could have been made, and I said then the only way that if human beings made that, it would have had to have been an extremely highly organized group of very well disciplined people, and to appear in one night, that would have had to have been a quite a large number of people with a very accurate plan of what was going on. And then he sort of, the interviewer sort of naturally dismissed it as being some kind of a military exercise. But I don't know. I mean, it was a huge, huge, great thing.
Yeah.
Hundreds of circles.
I know, 409, I think. And have you ever been in one crop circle yourself and experienced anything?
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I know it's strange, but I wondered what all the fuss was about. So I went one day. I went to have a sit in one. And I mean, Wiltshire's a beautiful county. It's very peaceful this time of year in the harvest time. It's just a nice place to be. You know, we've got some wonderful places: Silbury Hill, Avebury, Windmill Hill. They're all marvellous places, and they exude a sort of a peace, peaceful aura, really, if you like. But I have to admit that on this particular occasion, I went in to sat in a crop circle. There was no one else around, and I just sat there with my dog. And yeah, it was really quite a pleasant sensation. I can't really explain it, but it was just a very peaceful sensation. And all the sort of worries about normal everyday life seemed to sort of dissolve away, and you just sit there and you're lost in the middle of a crop circle in the middle of Wiltshire in central England. You know, it's most peculiar, which is great. You know, so maybe that's why people come here, to just forget about all their worries.
Yeah, great thing to do, and especially when you go up into the air with you. It's it's quite a nice thing, I have to say.
Yeah, I don't think you can consider earthly worries when you're at 2,000 feet over one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Yeah, you tend to sort of, that pales into insignificance, really. That's why I like flying here, because it's great. It's worth all the hassle. And it's worth coming here to do that.
It is. Well, thank you, and I hope I can come back one day and have another flyover over one of those mystical things here.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Anytime.
Okay, thanks. So, Claire, you are not really into crop circles,